We turn to Kinnon Chaf Hei. Kinnon, the Karbonis of the Crusades. The period of the Crusades is a period in our history which is not often spoken about, not often discussed, but the Crusades were a horrible time for Yidden across the lands of Ashkenaz, the lands of Europe. The basic story of the Crusades was that Eretz Yisrael at that time was under the control of the Muslims, and the Christians set out on a holy war to free the land from the Muslims. So it's a war between Christianity and Islam. What does it have to do with the Jews? So you have to understand that when the Pope declared a holy war to go to Eretz Yisrael, and they went on horseback across Europe, the people that went were not the fine cultured people. They were the drunks and the homeless. They were the people of a very low stature, of which there were many. And as they swept across Europe, the Pope promised them that any sin they committed would be okay, as long as they ended up freeing the Holy Land from the infidels. And they went, they plundered, they destroyed, and it became a war in which Jewish communities, across Germany specifically, were totally destroyed. Christianity has this as its legacy. The hatred of the Christian doctrine to the Jewish people is something we should be aware of. Today, we live in a different time, in a different world, and this is all under the surface. The struggle between Yisrael and Edom continues. On the face of it, Eretz Yisrael is a struggle between Yishmael and Yisrael, between the Arabs and the Jews. But in its depth, it's not the Arabs and the Jews, it's the world. The world which pressures the Jewish state, which pressures politically, and threats of economic and military boycotts, which are the story of the day for the last 50 years, is a struggle between Edom and Yisrael. And so, Kinnah Chaf Hei talks about the kinness of these communities in France and Germany. It mentions specifically Haruge Ashpira, the city of Spire, Kavar Mazia, the city of Worms, and Kalmagensia, and also Mainz, three cities which are mentioned specifically that were totally destroyed during the Crusades. The Crusades spanned 2 centuries, and as with everything, it happened, and it didn't happen, but many communities were destroyed. Rashi and the Balei Taisus, they're the leaders of Ashkenaz. Rashi and the Balei Taisus, among the Rishonim, they're almost the only ones. It surprises many people that the Rif and the Rambam and the Ramban and the Rajba and the Ritva and the Ran and the Muki Yosef, the Shita Mukubetzes, they were all Sfardim. They're all men. Most of the Rishonim that we learn today are from the Sfardic communities. In Ashkenaz, it was basically Rashi and the Balei Taisus. The Rosh started off in Ashkenaz and later moved to Sfarad. He ran away during this time period. And these were the communities that were decimated, that were destroyed, the Balei Taisus, their descendants, during this period of time. So as we mentioned a number of times, Tisha B'Av is a sweep of 2,000 years of history, a sweep of a long period of time which Klai Yisrael suffered at the hands of many, and seeing it all in one big, broad, purposeful picture somehow makes it less painful. The story during the Rishonim was the period of the Crusades. That was the Holocaust of the 500 years of the Rishonim. I'd like to mention the Holocaust of the years of the early Achrayim, the Gezeiros of Tach V'Tach. We don't have a clear kina for Tach V'Tach. Some understand Kinnah Chaf Beis, which is similar to Chaf Hei, to be on Tachvatat. It was a time of the Cossack uprising, which was in a way similar to the Crusades in that they were madmen. Khmelnytsky was the leader of the Cossacks, and were it not for Hitler, he would be the name of the person who killed the most Jews. He only killed fewer Jews than Hitler, because in his day he had to do it one at a time. Tremendous sign of Israel during Tachvatat, went from community to community in Russia and the Balkan countries, parts of what we call Poland today, and destroyed communities. It's interesting, as we watch the political turmoil in the Ukraine unfold, we live in a democratic country, and to us, Russia is the villain, and Ukraine are sort of the underdogs. But the Ukrainian people, till today, have Khmelnytsky as a national hero. He's a national hero of the people. The Ukraine is a far more anti-Semitic culture. The nationalists in the Ukraine are not lovers of the Jewish people. In the case of Russia and the Ukraine, it's a question of who's the lesser enemy. But the Ukraine is a place where a lot of Jewish blood has been spilled over the centuries. And no doubt that what's taking place today is a Kaddish Baruch Hu's maneuver to bring the last Jews in the Ukraine to return to Eretz Yisrael, as has happened from country to country over our lifetime. So today is a day to reflect on the history of Klal Yisrael, the Tzar and Tzara of Klal Yisrael, to reflect on our place in the picture of this, as I say, this 2,000-year journey which has brought us here today. And here in Kinuch of Hay, we mourn the terrible tragedies that took place during the Crusades. We remember it, and we express the Tzar of Klal Yisrael, our Beis Yisrael, Al Hashem, Ki Nafalu Bechorev. Meet every man.